15:04 is called to order. We could just have the staff quickly run through the comparison.
Madam Chair, section right. 1 is related to continues an exclusion from licensure as an alcohol and drug counselor for individuals who provide integrated dual diagnosis treatment. It's identical. Section 2 relates to maintenance of effort for mental health, and we have on here that the provisions are different, but once I went through the language a little more thoroughly, there aren't that many differences between the language. And it's my understanding that the department prefers the Senate language. Section 3, Senate 2, House, relates to the subdivision 2 of that same section. There's technical differences, and the staff recommends the Senate. House Section 3 is a house-only provision, permits hours worked as a behavioral aid to count 6,000 hours of experience required to become a mental health practitioner. Senate 4, House 4 is identical, related to admission criteria. Senate 5, House 5, related to special contracts and bordering states, is just very technical differences, and DHS prefers the Senate language. Senate 6, House 6 is identical, relating to peer specialists. Senate 7, House 7 is identical, also relating to peer specialists, allowing them to be included in staff and crisis stabilization services. Senate 8, House 8, this is probably the biggest difference in the whole entire bill, and it relates to costs and rates for residential and non-residential services in the intensive rehab mental health services. Section 9 is a Senate-only section, and that also relates to the rate structure. Senate 10, House 9, related to qualifications of providers, is identical. Senate 11, House 10, related to adult crisis stabilization staff qualifications, is identical. Senate 12, House 11, is identical, related to community health worker. Senate 13, House 12, definition sections for CTSS services. Similar, but the House includes a clause describing skills training for a child's family that is not included in the Senate language. DHS prefers the House language. Senate 14, House 13, clarifies therapeutic preschool and CTSS-covered preschool services, identical. Senate 15, House 14, is identical, eliminates local certification of CTSS providers. Senate 16, House 15 is identical, strikes redundant coordination and non-duplication of services requirement for children receiving case management services. Senate 17, House 16 is identical, modifies statute relating to CTSS clinical infrastructure by clarifying provisions. Senate 18, House 17 is identical, makes technical corrections to CTSS service team providers. Senate 19, House 18 is identical, clarifies day treatment days and hours. Senate 20, House 19 is identical, technical updates cross-reference. And then House only Section 20 relates back to the rate setting for the crisis the crisis services in Section Intensive Rehab Mental Health Services.
Are there any questions? Representative Hosh?
Madam Chair, I think the majority of the language will be able to reconcile rather quickly. The one item of greatest substance, I would say, that's different between the House and the Senate is the rate-setting methodology language, and it's been something that we've had somewhat of a discussion in the House, and a few of the things that I would like this conference committee to consider was continue with the Senate language, but with a sunset clause in that would require the department to continue to have dialogue with the providers and the IRFs providers, and then also adopt the House effective date language in Section 20 that says that the new rate setting will only affects contracts after July 1st, 2010, so it won't have a retroactive effect.
maybe since this is a department bill, we could ask the department how they feel about that proposal.
Members of the committee, my name is John Zockhill from DHS. Representative Hasha, are you suggesting that you would accept the sections in the Senate, that one section that's a Senate-only section, Section 9 and Section 8, if we put the language on about not being retroactive?
Madam Chair, Mrs. Zockhill, what I would like to see happen is that we could take Section 8 and 9 of the Senate language, have a sunset clause to say that, you know, we'll come back and do a permanent legislative approval. I want to have a continued dialogue with the department and the ERTS providers because there have been some concerns there. And then with the effective date language in Section 20 of the House, which essentially says this language affects contracts after January 1st, 2010.
What kind of a sunset are you thinking about?
Madam Chair, Mrs. Zockhill, I'm willing. I didn't come with any preconceived date in my mind. Just something that will that will encourage further dialogue and consideration of all those affected by the rate setting.
Representative Hosh, members, since the language would take effect with that effective date, the language would take effect January 2010. What if we had it run for say until June of 2011 and then if we'd come back to the 2011 session?
Madam Chair, I think roughly 18 months seems fair.
Madam Chair. Mr. Sinkin. I think we would be okay with that, too.
Okay. Ms. White?
May I clarify, Madam Chair? So Senate Sections 8 and 9 are effective January 1st of 2010 through June of 2011, and Section 20 of the House is effective July 1st.
Madam Chair, Ms. White, we would not need Section 20 of the House.
Then you wouldn't do Section 20. Okay,
no, just the effective date language of Section 20.
Okay,
yes.
4, 8, and 9. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Madam Chair, Mr. Goodnow is suggesting that maybe going another 6 months might make sense so that because they're calendar year rates and so we would do 2 years? Is that what?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I was actually suggesting moving it back 6 months, but I think it's the rates are applicable on a calendar year basis for the providers. So to do it 6 months in the middle of a year, it doesn't make sense. I was thinking January 1st, 2011, because then you have the effect, you have all of this year and 2010 to be working on a new rate setting methodology.
Madam Chair,
Mr. Sakel,
under that idea, coming to the 2011 session would be too late. We would have to come back to the 2010 session. So we run it for 2 years? Okay.
Madam Chair, I agree. We need to allow this to at least be able to be effective so we can see the results. If we go to the beginning of the year, that doesn't give due consideration of the legislature for next session. It would only be in operation for, you know, half a year, and I don't think that's enough time. So
did we settle on June 2011, or should it be January of 2012? December 31st of 2011. Okay.
Madam Chair,
Discussion, Mr. Zakil?
We are okay with the House language that Representative Hosh referred to. That's currently in Section 20. It's that effective date part of Section 20 to have that apply to Senate Sections 8 and 9. The reference to the fact that it's not, it doesn't change contracts that are currently in effect. And there's not an intention to make any of this retroactive.
Madam Chair, I think we've been able to address the outstanding issues, and I think we can move towards adopting various sections of the bill. Would you like me to start making those motions?
Yes, please.
I'll make one comprehensive motion. I will move that we take the Section 1 House language, the Section 2 and Section 3 Senate language, that we include the Section 3 House language, Section 4 and Section 5 of the Senate language, Section 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of the Senate language. And for clarification, the Section 8 and 9 will have the sunset date of December 31st. Move to adopt Section 12 of the House language. And then adopt Senate language in Section 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And the last part of that motion would be to use the effective date language in House Section 20 to apply to on the rate setting portions that we adopted.
Is there any discussion of the motion?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what was said regarding Section 2. It's of effort.
The Senate
of Section 2.
Okay.
Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, then those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. And then I believe a motion would be in order to adopt the conference committee report as amended.
So moved, Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted, and I believe that concludes the work of the conference committee. Thank you very much. Thank you.